Okay, man, so I wanted to make this video. I wanted to make this video that talks about the differences between European women and like and American women, right? So one big difference, and I replied to a guy in Patreon, in my Patreon about it, and I wanted to make a video about it. One big difference, and this is a core big difference, and I start out from how the world kind of views where I live right now. So I live in Czech Republic, I live in Prague, and the world knows Czech Republic as the number one porn producer in the world, blah blah blah. So people also immediately think that Czech Republic is for real Eastern Europe, right? Which I guess it depends on who you ask, where you go. Some people say it's Eastern, some people say it's Central. Now, I would say it's Central. I would say Czech Republic is more of a Central, it's in Central Europe, meaning just like anything else, how do you tell the differences between people? How much money they got? As far as like, as far as, in a social area type of shit, how do people eventually veer off and create groups based off their relative value in the world? What they can buy, what they can get, when they walk in a room, shit like that, right? So I was talking to a female friend of mine, and I told her, and I'm completely honest, I never thought Czech Republic was a poor country. I've never thought Czech Republic was a poor country. Now, it's not a rich country, but it's not a poor country. You're never at fear of getting robbed or anything like that. I mean, that could happen in rich countries too. But I've never seen Czech Republic as a poor country. So, and I explained to her the reason why I came to the conclusion of why the world kind of always wants to, when they think Czech Republic and they think porn and they automatically think, oh, Czech Republic is a poor country. The reason why goes in hand with this, in the same instance, why European women are a bit more humble. Now, you still got the bitches, you still got the cunts and stuff like that, but more so, European women are a bit more humble to reality than far more than American women. Far more, and I'd even say women in the UK. The UK, like, they know it's there, but the women there, like, they're still kind of in their safe zone as long as they stay, on that fucking island. They're in that safe zone. Whereas the US, we're just completely like just on our own island. So the women there, they have no sense of humble, none, none. So the reason that I told her that why the world kind of sees Czech Republic as a poor country is this. It is known that, I mean, it's widely known that you can come here and fuck beautiful women for 50 euros, or for American people for about $60. You could fuck the most beautiful women, like, oh, okay, the most beautiful, swimsuit model or whatever your type is, you'll find it here, man. Like, you will find it in, pretty much in most of Europe, but definitely in Prague for sure. And what keeps that price down, that $50, $60, what keeps it at that price to where these beautiful women aren't just, running the game like they're doing, well, they're not even beautiful in America, and they just have men with their backs up against the wall. The reason why this is, and the reason that why European women are going to be a bit more humbled, is there is always going to be some girl who came from like Moldova or Ukraine or some shit. There's always going to be a girl, a beautiful girl, in her country, and in who will be considered beautiful in the world. There's always going to be beautiful girls like that, usually came from a small village, or some of them can come from the capital, some shit like Kiev or something. They will be impressed by getting $50. Because you got to remember, in those countries, the average wage may only be $200 a month. So you put it in perspective. It evens out to about the same in the U.S. for what hookers charge. In the for what like a high class hooker in the US would charge you. So let's say a girl come from, Ukraine, the average wage about $200 a month, right? Well, she's approached with, okay, all she has to do is just, take a shower, wear some lingerie that was probably given to her, and then just and open her mouth for 15 minutes and earn 1/4 of her monthly wage. Of course she's gonna do it. So to that woman, and this is why I try to make clear in my older videos. To that woman, how she was raised and how she was brought up, that can have a large effect on her. And so when this woman figures that out there in, in Kiev, she can make, 1/4 of her monthly wage in 15 minutes by just opening a hole. Okay. She's happy with that. So she can come out, you know, to Prague. Like okay, I don't know if you guys know, but how the hookers work in Europe is all the Eastern girls, they try to make their way out west. Because, like, okay, over here in Europe, it's separated by East and West. And I think North, too. But for the most part, everybody knows the East and West Europe. So hookers, they're trying to, women in general, they're trying to make their way west, right? And they, some of them make it, some of them don't, for whatever reason. So you got this beautiful girl from, let's say, Ukraine. She's fucking and sucking for $50, and she's happy to do it. She's got to, you know, at this point, she's happy to do it for $50. I mean, genuinely, because her home country, she was raised making $200 a month. Like, these girls in this video, well, okay, see, the thing, these are Russian girls. So Russians, that's a whole nother situation, but it's generally the same physical quality. Would you talk about these Slavic women in Europe? This, you know, in general, they, you know, get their eyebrows perfected, makeup's perfected, clothes fit perfectly, all that shit like that. You know, this is just the norm in Slavic communities. But Russian girls, that's a different man. That's a video for another time, because they have this genuine entitlement to the world that Russian community does. A lot of them. I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of them. But let's say for the let's just use Ukraine as an example. You take one of those girls out, you know, out to where the average wage is, you know, $1,000 a month. Oh, you regulate that price to what she's used to, and she's happy. So the thing is, these girls out in Prague, these girls in Germany, these girls in France, like, they're always a little aware of it. So these girls, they never really know where that next beautiful woman might come from, you know, who can speak 4 more languages than she can, and, you know, and because she had to work with a lot. She had a lot less to work with to get to the same place that she went. See, the women out here, they never really know where that next beautiful woman is coming from. See, it's different. In the U.S., you go out to the mall and you see a legit beautiful woman, you're going to remember that woman for the next 2 months. Out here in Europe, you get to one of these capital cities on top of that, you see one beautiful woman, then just as soon as you get your eyes off that one, there's another one. And as soon as you get your eyes off, there's another one. There's another one. They on a whole different level out here. So I hope any of this made sense. But at the core, what keeps European women in check is this. What keeps European women in order is this. There's always a beautiful woman coming from a poor country willing to do a lot more for a lot less. That's what's keeping them in check. See, that's what's keeping them more in check. Now, this is keeping them a little more in order out here. Because in the U.S., we don't have that dynamic. I mean, we do have, yeah, you know, poor, richer areas. But we don't have the dynamic of a woman growing. I mean, unless you count Mexico, we don't get too much of, you know, we just don't get too much of that. So the women in America are just spoiled rotten. They have the market pushed up against the wall. They let an American woman just be, you know, physically healthy and took a bath, and she's automatically a 7. That's all she has to do. Whereas when you out here in Europe, they got a lot more competition. These women out here, they got a lot. I remember when I was in Kiev, I would walk past these outdoor bars, and let me tell you something. Those women were dressed. I mean, those women were dressed up perfectly. American, by the time an American woman, look, I'll put it in this perspective. By the time an American woman would get to a tenth of what those Ukrainian girls do when they dress up, oh, it would take an American woman 5 weeks to get ready for that. She just couldn't do it. It would just be too much work. But that's how they, because when that money gets low, that's when a lot of those bullshit games get pushed out the window. When that money gets low and they trying to get out and they trying to figure something, look, a lot of those games go out the window, and they gonna be perfect. All right, the most beautiful woman I ever seen was when I was in Ukraine. She was standing off talking to some dude, and her body was like tight and perfect. Like, she had weight on her, but it was like their clothes are gonna be fitting. When you go out and get to them beautiful girls, their clothes are gonna fit perfect, and their legs are gonna be tight, perfectly tanned, perfect eyebrows, and they did that shit with $5 in a bathroom, son. But yeah, but that's what keeps European women in check. Is it they never know when that beautiful Russian girl is gonna pop up in the middle of Prague to go to college and take all them in. You see, over here, these women have a lot more challenge You know, they have a lot more, a lot more diversity relative, you know, of course they all going to be white, but they got a lot more diversity of, like, you know, the country and what type of white. Are they Italian? Are they French? Are they Czech? Are they Polish? Are they from Austria? Are they German? Are they from a Scandinavian area? It's that whole thing. So, like, these women here have a lot more challenge. And the thing is, I don't think European guys really understand it. Because you was raised in it. You was raised... Okay, just like, okay, for example, this woman right here. Well, let me rewind that back. The woman right there in the blue suit. Okay, let's just use these girls right here. Perfect example. These girls right here in the United States would just completely dominate the dating market. Just looking just like that. Completely dominate. You want to know why? Because American women are usually fat, dumb, loud. They probably smell funny. They do horrible jobs with makeup. The horrible jobs with the wigs and all this old other crazy stuff. If these women right here went to the U.S., within a month, she's going to be offered the greatest of jobs. A guy's going to buy her a house. She's going to be driving the nicest of cars. Now, out here in these European countries, well, if I go down to Angel out here by where I live, it's a check for Angel. It's a little area. Like, you're going to see that, you know, coming out the tram, coming out the public transportation. You see what I'm saying? It's just a whole different dynamic, man. But these girls right here are a perfect example. So, to put in perspective, let's say this. Let's say you take these girls and you put them, if you're in the States, I say New York City and California are about the two exceptions, maybe some parts of Florida. Those are the exceptions to the rule. I was in Vegas not too long ago, and I really didn't care for it. Well, I never liked Vegas. But Vegas Vegas is good, in my opinion, if you're trying to go meet some Mexican women, some strictly Mexican women. That whole Los Angeles, that whole area down there is good for that. But anything else, I wasn't impressed. But you stick these two women in any job, in any regular area in the States, and she is going to take all the men in that area. I get it, and here's the thing. It could be in the middle of the ghetto. It could be in the hood. Or it could be in a rich area, like what, Indian Hill. So for those of you in Ohio, you know Indian Hill. That's where the football players live. Like in them rich areas. These girls would take all the men and have they complete. Well, every woman has options, but they would dominate the game out there. Just looking like that. In America, especially the one in a little blue suit with them little thick legs on her. Oh, yeah, she'd dominate that shit. But see, out here in Europe, I mean, yeah, she's a good-looking girl, but out here in Europe, like I said in my older videos, out here in Europe, what would be the more efficient route? Would it be efficient for me to, you know, go out of my way and talk to her and try to get on her good side and blah, 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 blah? Or do I just go to a brothel and fuck a beautiful whore for $50 and then just have it done? Go find a woman who looks like her and fuck her for $50 and then be on about my day. See, they know it. They know that's a reality. So all this, like I said, you'll still have, you know, the bitches and the cunts. You'll still have those. But they know that, like this woman right here in the blue, like I said, I like her. This woman right here in the blue. Hang on. Why did I do that? This woman right here in the blue. This woman in she knows that. Okay, let's be honest. Okay, like I said, out here in these European, I've never been to Russia, but if I had to guess, Russia's probably on the same shit. She's nothing special out there, right? She is not, but in America, she would immediately be a fucking 9 or a 10. Like, right off, especially if she throws on a tight little dress and some heels and gets the, you know what I'm saying, and just look like that, she's immediately a 9 or a 10. But out there, she's a solid, you know, out in Europe, she's a solid 8. A solid 7. I say 7.5 or 8. She's a solid 7 compared to, like, the abundance of women who look like that and better. Out here, I'd say, you know, on a good day, she'd be, on a real good day, 8.5. Because you get all types of mixes of ethnicities, and you know, you see all types of stuff out here, man. Out here, she know, okay, if she has a man, I guarantee she has a problem with her man cheating on her, blah, 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 and it's all that. Because see, out there, she's nothing special. You take these girls back to the U.S., and, oh, they going to clean up. They would clean up in the United States. A little girl like this right here, a little girl like this in the green dress, she would have some dude sending her $500 just to talk to him. She would clean up. Out there, she's nothing special. That's the thing, as like, this is what I'm trying to say, like the difference in all this is there's a higher ratio of attractive women to ugly women out here. Whereas in the U.S., 2 out of 3 women are going to be fat right off the bat, right? Then after that, you got to count the ones who aren't fat. Well, are they already married? Do they have kids? Are they hooked on drugs? Are they crazy? Do they smell funny? Are they, you know, if you know, your thing may not be disabled girls, whatever the fuck, and blah, blah, blah. So by the time you filter through in America, by the time you filter through all that, you've literally got like 0.003 out of 10 women who are actually physically healthy and attractive. So then what happens is the guys there tend to lower their standards because that's all you got to pick from. And you got guys, you know, genuinely going after ugly because he's now learned how to become attracted to ugly bitches, because that's what America's filled with. You see, whereas out here, it's more how it should be. You know, women are physically and relatively, for the most part, most of them are physically in shape. They then they have to look out and see other women who take care of themselves. So it makes them want to keep up with the other women. So you have a much better ratio of. Okay, in Europe, you can always, as long as you got an extra 50 euros in your pocket, you will be able to fuck a beautiful woman, all right? Point blank. That's your worst case scenario, depending on how you look at it. Your worst case scenario is if you got 50 extra dollars in your pocket, you are fucking a beautiful woman, period. And whatever you, if you in the States, man, like what you think is beauty, you ain't seen beautiful yet. If you in the U.S., unless you might live in like New York City or something like that, if you ain't in New York City or Los Angeles, you ain't seen beautiful in real life yet. I'm going to tell you that just from personal experiences. And I've been to L.A. and New York City. New York, you can come across it from time to time. For the most part, New York is filled with more people, with bitches who are a little more physical, good shape, because like, you walk a lot more in New York City. But you ain't seen, like, legit beautiful yet. Like, beautiful, beautiful to you until you leave that shit, man. Trust me on that. I mean, like I said, there's going to be a few beautiful bitches from time to time. But you ain't gonna have, like, it's at nowhere near the same ratio like it is out here in Prague, man. Or, in Kiev. Kiev is way better than Prague. But like I said, the problem with Kiev is you gotta speak their language. They not even trying to speak English out there. You might get lucky and find a couple, but, like, Ukraine is like the Americas. You gotta speak their language. They not get ready to speak yours. But anyway, that's the video. I hope I explained it well because I know I ramble and shit. Maybe I'll make another video where I go over it a little more concisely. But yeah, you have a good day, man. I'm out. Bye.